Get ready for an episode only available in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, guys. I just finished writing a new Drake the Cosmic Copper comic, and Connie thought it might be a fun radio drama. Now, for those who don't know, Drake is a dedicated detective on another planet in the future, and he has a little hovering robot sidekick named Woots. Sound familiar? They work for a sort of evil commander who doesn't really trust Drake because he became a Christian, but Drake continues on to help the galaxy.
You know, they either know the characters or they'll catch on as we go through the script.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, then, you want me to start over? I can do take 31.
No, just keep going. I'll fix it in post.
Connie, I am the postman. Okay. All right. Okay. Welcome to our kids' radio presentation of Drake the Cosmic Copper and the Time That Time Forgot.
Are you sure this is the place?
Oh, indeed, sir. The space-time condominiums. The report says there have been odd happenings in the area. Strange rifts, you might say.
Strange rifts in the space-time condominiums, huh? I'm getting really tired of these tinfoil hat assignments.
Duly noted, sir. But dare I remind you what the commander said after your mishandling of the nuclear supercomputer disaster?
Drakey, honey, are you ready to hand in your badge and go off to sell hover cars?
No, ma'am.
Good. Then the only opinion I want to hear is the one that I give you. Now get out of my office and don't let the neutron-powered sliding door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, I sure wish I could have that crummy day to do over again. I hate supercomputers.
I have never been a fan of them either, sir. A particularly smug SC beat me in an interdimensional chess match once. I'm confident he cheated, though he quickly discovered that he was no match for me in Muay Thai kickboxing.
So, any indication where these strange rifts are emanating from?
I'm receiving a particularly strong magnetic field from that building on the right.
Well, then let's start there.
Yes, sir.
Help you?
Yes, I'm Detective Drake with the Interplanetary Spaceport Authority.
A curious response. Do you suppose she misheard you?
Let's find out. Miss, we're investigating some reports of strange rifts around here.
Can't help you.
Oh, perhaps she doesn't like your face, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm not so fond of her attitude either. Don't shut that door. I need to speak with your mother.
My mother?
Oh, the lady of the house, or rather, the condo?
I live alone. I am Dr. Raylan Game.
You're a doctor? How's that possible? You're what, 12?
I am now. I have to go.
Wait! By order of the Spaceport Authority, I need to ask you a few questions, or my associate here, Woots, can request an official warrant.
Requesting, sir!
No, wait! Fine. Come in. But leave any radioactive items outside.
All right. Woots, no radioactive items.
Oh, the one day I bring a peanut butter and plutonium sandwich for lunch.
You know, I gotta say, Dr. Game, this place looks more like a science lab than a condo.
It is a lab. After I was kicked out of the small-minded Cosmic Science Institute a few years back, I moved my projects here.
I see. And just how far out of grade school were you at that point?
I know you're having a difficult time understanding, but this should help answer your questions. Detective Drake, meet Genesis.
Who are you dragging in here now, Doctor?
What is this thing? It's huge!
I'm not a thing. I'm a she, thank you very much. And you could stand to lose a bit of mass yourself, Buster. My primary task is to facilitate a warp of the space-time continuum through which human matter can pass and then probably die in horrible ways.
Not much on small talk, is she?
Yeah. Well, when I created her, a pleasant personality was the least of my concerns.
Sir, according to my sensors, she is the source of the disturbances people have been reporting.
She had a few antimatter leaks last week, but that's all cleaned up now. So, now you can go and leave me to my little insignificant experiments, okay?
Doctor, are you saying that you've changed your mind about warping the space-time continuum today? Because that's hardly insignificant.
Genesis! Pay no attention to her. She's just an old, antiquated supercomputer.
Watch it.
So, you can be on your merry little way now.
Not just yet. Genesis, what were you saying about the space-time continuum?
Nothing.
Well, the atomic core is powering at 100%. Dr. Game, your journey through time and your near-certain death await.
Thanks.
I need answers, Ms. Game, and I need them now. Are you attempting time travel?
Call me Raylan. Fine. You might as well know. Yes, I am about to travel through time.
What?
Not to worry, sir. Time travel has been proven quite impossible.
Ha! This robot must be quite an early model. Have him interview the blender in the kitchen. They ought to get along.
Care to kickbox?
You've already made note of the fact that I look so young, Detective Drake. That was a result of early miscalculation. But we've made the appropriate adjustments in order to move forward. Haven't we, Genesis?
Yes, Doctor. Things look great on paper. Or they would if we used paper.
Now, if you'll excuse me, the past awaits.
I can't let you do that.
Let go of me!
Shall I fetch the cyber cuffs, sir?
For a kid? Shut Genesis 45. Down, Raylan. Now!
I can't shut it down. The reaction's gone too far. Soon everyone in this room will be caught up in a time rift. So I advise you, let 35. Go of me and leave immediately. Unless you fancy a trip through time yourselves, 30. And all three of us traveling together could be...
A 60% chance of an unsatisfactory outcome, followed by...
Ooh, let me guess. Immediate death?
Right.
I'd love to chit-chat, but we're bending time and space here. 20.
Well, in that case, I guess we're all in for a ride.
Wait, you're calling 15. My bluff? Hadn't expected that.
I'm full of surprises. Hope 10, you know your stuff, Doc. 9,
oh, 8, I have to warn you, 7, this is going to be 6, somewhat 5, painful.
4,
ooh,
3,
how painful.
2, 1, plunge!
Wow. Well, now I know what it feels like to be squeezed through a garden hose the wrong way.
Is there a right way, sir? Oh, my circuits feel fried.
Oh, I warned you.
Well, this is unexpected.
What?
You're all still alive.
All right. Where are we?
When are we is more appropriate. We're approximately 100 years in the past. Although, I must admit, we didn't land in the exact location I programmed.
I adjusted that slightly. Had we landed in the middle of town, it might have spoiled your covert operation.
Covert operation?
Yes, Detective. You see, we're on the cusp of the most infamous night in history. My intention is to infiltrate Emperor Griblack's press conference to declare war on this half of the universe, which launched the start of the galactic conflict.
So, you've traveled into the past to try and stop the galactic conflict?
Yeah. What good is time travel if you can't impact the most horrific war of all time?
You mean, you're gonna try to stop the Emperor? You're crazy!
Wouldn't it be worth it if it saved millions?
I understand what you're saying. But as a Christian and an officer, I can't just stand by and let you kill someone. Even Emperor Griblack. Besides, you have no idea what impact this could have on history.
Who said anything about killing anyone?
Wait, then what are you planning?
Beats me. I just thought I'd wing it.
I doubt that. You seem like a person with a plan.
Oh, you've got her there, sir. Cyber cuffs at the ready in case you need them.
If you cuff me, I promise you, Detective, I will not return you to your own time. I'll shut Genesis down and we'll all be stuck here.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Let's just say I'm observing. You can see the value of it from an educational standpoint, can't you? I mean, after all, what better history lesson could a 12-year-old have than this?
Fine. But observing is all you'll be doing. We're going with you.
All right. Well, let's get going then. Looks like it'll be a walk. Genesis, put yourself into lockdown mode. We'll be back soon.
Okay, honey. But be careful, and be back in time for supper.
Do I have a bad feeling about this? This is all your fault, time-traveling she-bot?
Hey, don't blame me. I just work here.
Wootz, stay in invisible mode. I don't want you drawing any unwanted attention.
Of course, sir, but I'm having some difficulty with my functions.
How so?
Oh, it must have been the strain of the time jump on my circuits. I'm able to maintain my invisibility, but my sensors all seem to be malfunctioning. I can't even sense that we're actually moving.
What do you have in that bag, Dr. Game?
Don't trust me, do you?
Nope.
It's a scientific instrument. Nothing to be concerned about. We need to get closer. Let's move over to that grassy knoll. No one will suspect that we're out of place there.
I don't like this.
Might I make a suggestion, sir?
Wootz, unless there's some kind of emergency, you need to stay as quiet as a mouse.
Hmm. You know, whoever came up with the phrase quiet as a mouse probably never actually stepped on one.
Oh, here comes the Emperor.
My people.
Did the history books ever say why the Emperor wears that breather mask?
Not that I have a record of, although it does make quite an impression, doesn't it, sir?
Dirty murderer! You'll never see this coming!
Raylan, what is... That's no scientific instrument! Give me that!
No! Let go!
This is a gun! I can't let you do this!
It's not a gun! It's a time pistol! How do you think I got to looking like a 12-year-old? This pistol turns physical matter back in time. I'm not gonna hurt anyone. I'm just gonna zap that maniac back into diapers.
But you don't know what that could do to the future. Now give me that.
We won't know unless we try. Now let go.
They're going, Grassy Knoll has a gun. Get the Emperor out of here. I need backup.
Lower the weapon, miss.
Wootz, keep the soldiers off us.
On it, sir.
Raylan, give me the gun.
No!
You hit Wootz!
He's turned into a laptop!
You're under arrest. Cuff him!
Oh, great. I've traveled back in time 100 years only to spend the night locked up in an office. Thank you very much, Doctor. Oh, yeah, and thanks for turning my technologically advanced robotic partner into a notebook.
Oh, sorry about that. Wootz, you shouldn't have hovered into my line of fire.
Oh, it's so strange, sir. I can't feel my legs.
You never had legs.
Oh, all right then.
You should have just let me do what I came here for, Drake.
We'd have still been arrested. And on top of that, we'd have to deal with any severe repercussions that occurred as a result of changing the past. It could have been a disaster.
You mean a disaster worse than interplanetary war and millions dead? Because that's what's going to happen.
She does have a point, sir.
I don't need moral guidance from a laptop.
Guard, make sure I'm not disturbed during my interrogation of these criminals.
Yes, Emperor.
Well, well, well. I've been examining this weapon you tried to blast me with. It's very interesting.
It's not a weapon.
Oh, I know quite well what it is. In fact, let's test it out, shall we? You, what's your name?
Drake.
Well, let's see what this little non-weapon does to you.
Don't! He'll be... Oh.
Now that's unfortunate, isn't it? It must have been damaged in your scuffle with my guards. You'll have to repair it. You are the one who created this, right?
Yes.
I've seen a rudimentary prototype of this technology.
You have?
Oh, yes. Created by a scientist under my employ. A Dr. Walter Game.
Wait a minute. There's another Dr. Game?
Oh, yes. He's a promising inventor, though disappointing.
He's my father. Where is he?
Your father? How is that possible?
I'm a lot older than 12, Drake. Where is my father?
He was unfortunately influenced by a group of Earth Christians who turned him into a man with a conscience. I so dislike those do-gooder types, so I disposed of them.
You monster!
Oh, please. Like I never heard that before. Fortunately, there were only a dozen or so of them, and it was quick work.
You eliminated those people for their beliefs?
I eliminate people for getting my eggs wrong.
You are a fiend. Let's see how you like this.
That gun's broken, remember? remember?
We've got a little something in the future called a safety switch. I flipped it on before your thugs grabbed the gun.
Drake, you turned the Emperor into a baby, the very thing you said I shouldn't do.
Oops, I guess I got a bit worked up.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, what's done is done. Grab the Emperor's door key. I'll incapacitate the guard outside and we'll make our way back to Genesis.
And then what?
We go back to the future, of course. What were you planning to do once you altered the past?
I never thought about it, actually. I was just focused on changing history.
Well, grab Woot. It's time we get out of here.
Back to the present. Everyone make it back alive?
Yeah, even Woot seems to be back to normal.
Oh, good. I was hoping as much.
Yes, I'm feeling much better now that I'm back to my old handsome self. Sir, did what I think happened with the Emperor actually happen? I couldn't see a thing.
Well, I'm afraid so.
Wait, where are we? Genesis, why didn't you take us back to the original starting point?
I did, Doctor. These are our original coordinates.
It's definitely not the condo. Woots, what do your sensors say?
No, I'm afraid my instruments are still not functioning properly, sir.
Well, if I were to venture a guess, I'd say we were in some kind of church.
Yeah, the lights are dim, but isn't that a cross over there?
I can't tell. Woots, turn on your multi-lumen power light.
Light on.
What?
Oh, no! This isn't a church. It's a museum!
A museum about Christianity?
Exactly. I welcome all of you to a world that's no longer the same as when you left it.
Oh, Commander, are you doing your hair differently? It's quite flattering, in a terrifying sort of way.
Thank you. I'm doing everything differently these days. In fact, everybody is, thanks to you.
I don't understand. What's going on?
We stopped the galactic conflict, didn't we? The Emperor was turned back into a baby, so the war didn't happen.
Au contraire, Mary. The war was just delayed a few decades while the Emperor grew up again. Of course, going through puberty a second time made the Emperor more angry than ever. So, instead of declaring war on half the galaxy, the Emperor went all out and declared a war on the whole galaxy.
And according to these exhibits, twice as many people were killed. More planets were destroyed. And, oh my goodness, the entirety of Christianity was wiped out.
What?
Oh, sure. Earth, the origin planet for that belief system, was one of the first planets obliterated. So instead of a handful of believers, the whole shebang was kaput.
Oh, no!
Which makes you sort of the last of the line, Drake. Such a shame.
That's terrible!
If you think that's bad, you should read the Sunday funnies. They're just not funny anymore.
And all this because of what we did to the Emperor.
Care to tell them more, Mother?
Hello, my dear time travelers.
No!
Wait, Mother?
Okay, stop with the dark and dastardly, Mother. Take the mask off.
Oh, it's good to get that thing off.
Oh, I say, you're not scary at all.
See, that's why I wear a mask.
I can't believe you're the Emperor.
I can't believe you're the Commander's mother.
You know it, eighth generation evildoer with no break in the chain.
This whole thing turned out to be a disaster. You were right, Drake.
Isn't it sad, Mother, when someone realizes their little mistake destroyed the world for all of humanity's future?
Oh, I might cry myself to sleep tonight.
Oh, Drake, we have to go back and stop ourselves from ever causing this.
Oh, you can count me out. I'm happy to travel through time at the brisk rate of 1 hour per hour.
No. I'm afraid none of you can do any more time traveling. I like things just the way they are. You'll enjoy it, too. It's a world where everybody loves me.
That's right. She's just a megalomaniacal gal asking to be loved. Or she'll eliminate you painfully with raw plutonium waste.
That's me.
But we need to fix this.
If you even try to go back in time, I'll just have to push this destruct button on your machine thingy here and blow it up.
Why would anyone want to have a button like that?
Go ahead.
What's that, Drake?
I said, go ahead.
No, I'll do it, you know. I'm not above such things. I actually enjoy them.
I dare you. Go ahead. Unless you're scared of a little bang.
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, there. How do you like that?
No, you don't understand. Genesis has an atomic core. The blast will destroy us all.
Oh. Whoopsie.
I knew it would come to this. Didn't I say everyone would die? Goodbye. It's been a pleasure serving you.
What just happened? Weren't we obliterated by a nuclear explosion?
This doesn't make any sense.
Genesis, will you tell her, or shall I?
What?
It was all me, Doctor.
All you what?
This series of events has been nothing more than holographic images I created to give the impression of time travel.
Well, why would you do that?
To convince you not to fool around with time anymore. I'm not a mom, but I do tend to worry like one.
But how?
Well, once we mastered time rifts, working up a few holograms was easy peasy.
I first started getting suspicious when Woot's sensors didn't register a crowd or our movements. But when the Commander and the Emperor just happened to show up, fully aware of all the changes that had happened in history, I knew it had to be a facade.
Of course. My sensors weren't registering anything because there was nothing for them to register.
Exactly.
And there would be no way that the Commander and Emperor would know that the world had changed since they would only know their own timeline.
Well, the fact is, intergalactic time travel, manufacturing holographic worlds, those are all pretty simple for a computer with my quantum logic level. But writing a believable story? Now that's tough.
So, none of our time travel actually happened?
Not a bit.
And I, for one, am glad it didn't. Genesis is right. Trying to change the past, even if we could, is a dangerous thing.
Oh, it sounds like he's going to be insightful. You might want to pull up a chair.
Good and bad things happen all the time. And God is able to use those things to shape us and everything around us. To try and change that would be like yanking a thread that runs through all of existence.
Or, as I like to say it, boom! Splat!
That too. We all have things in our past that we prefer to change, but dwelling on the past makes us short-sighted, especially when there's so much that we can do to make a difference in our world right now.
And with your skills at creating incredible machines like Genesis, there's no telling what wonderful things that future could hold.
I'll have to think about that.
Hold on, did you just call me incredible?
I think he did.
Finally, a bot that gets me!
Okay, that's a wrap. Good job, guys.
Well, I'm really happy you could be a part of the recording, Mrs. Wise.
Me too. You know, those acting classes back in junior high are finally paying off. And you should start calling me Mom now.
Oh, well. Okay, Mom.
Jason, you have such a good voice for this sort of thing. Sort of like a foghorn on a rainy night.
I'll take that as a compliment, I think.
You're welcome.
I really like the theme. There's a lot of times I worry about something silly I did, but I can't make a difference now if all I do is regret what I did or didn't do before.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. Do you want me to re-record that introduction, Connie? I could give it another shot.
Oh, why don't we just leave that experience in the past?
Oh, I get it in the past. Okay.
Second Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." And in Philippians 3, the Apostle Paul says, "I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what is ahead. I press on to reach the goal for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Why focus on the past when Jesus is leading us to a new and glorious future? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Drake and the Time That Time Forgot was written by Bob Hoos and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Townsend Coleman, Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Christina Pacelli, and Carol Mansell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.